I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows. That's a very spiritual, religious song, you know, with the word God in it. So we had to take it real careful the way we made the music with the word God only knows. So Tony Asher and I came up with a very clever love song with a very, I may not always love you, you know, kind of melody, you know. We did some prayer sessions for God only knows. We prayed for people and for the highest good of people. Proud of that. Yeah. I think it describes where we were at musically in the 60s, yeah.
I wouldn't be the only one to say it's a fantastic song. I miss Carl Wilson singing that. Carl Wilson did the most beautiful lead you could possibly imagine, and he did it just about every night he was on tour with us until he passed away in 1998 in February. So I miss that tremendously. That is a stellar song and a stellar performance by Carl. A beautiful track by Brian. And you couldn't say enough good about God Only Knows. Paul McCartney's raved about that song, you know, about the Pet Sounds album in general, but that song specifically. Said it's, he might have said, I think he said something was like the best pop song or something like that. And that's coming from a guy who's penned a couple of good ones.
I think of Tchaikovsky when I hear that thing. I mean, it's so beyond anything I can even imagine. I mean, I've asked Brian a couple of times about some of these things, and he kind of gives me that look, you know, and I honestly don't know if he knows where it's coming from. Because I think maybe just the way he's hooked up, it just flows right through him. It just comes right out, and there's no way to explain a 10-minute song that will last forever.
I'll tell you, you know, Elton John loves when Brian puts the third on the bottom and the fifth and on the bass notes. And that's just the kindest, gentlest, coolest, wryest love song. And again, only 10 lines of Tony Asher lyric with the second five repeated. And the funny thing about that recording is the first thing is that Carl sang the lead. Well, I should back up before that. We tried to put all Beach Boys on it. Beach Boys' wives, Terry Melcher, who was the Burrs producer. Everybody sang on it, and it was so top-heavy that Brian peeled it all off, and we went in one night. So there's only three voices on it. So there's Brian's, Carl's, and mine. Carl went in, sang the lead. We went back in and sang the bridge, Brian and Carl and myself. And then at the end, I guess Carl was going to finish the lead, but he was tired, so Brian sang the lead. Now, you won't hear this in the stereo. They unfortunately couldn't find, apparently, Carl's lone lead there. So they put, Brian's lone lead. So they put Carl's voice in, and it's a little out of tune. Brian sent him home. He said, Carl, you were great. Go home. Bruce and I will finish it. So anyway, in the mono, you hear Brian singing what Carl would have sung, and then he sang the high part, and I sang the low part. And I'm going on and on about God Only Knows because it's the most remarkable song on the whole album. Well, you know, it spins around the way Jimi Hendrix used to spin around his guitar solos and pan them from left and right. Well, it doesn't go left and right. It just spins around musically like Hendrix spun around sonically.
I'd be without
you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
God only knows.